Unit 6, 6.3, Exercise 2.
Any string player will tell you that no instrument is identical to another. 30 violins may look the same, but each has a characteristic, however subtle, all of its own. Middleton College runs a violin-making course for students of all ages, and I must say that to see a violin in its stages of development, and especially the intricately carved wood, really fascinated me. The head of the violin school is one of its ex-students, Sue Pearson. I met her in the violin workshop. Sue, before you start to make a violin into the instrument we all know and love, where do you go to find your wood?
Various places. The pine really needs to come from places where the weather is cold enough for the tree to have grown fairly slowly, so that it grows straight and has close, uniform grain lines.
Why is that, that you need such finely grained wood?
It's all relating to flexibility, and it needs to be incredibly strong too, of course. We make the front of a violin from pine and the back from maple. These two woods have the qualities we're looking for.
Well, what we've got here are basically just blocks of wood, aren't they? As with any great piece of woodwork, you can never believe for a moment that you could just produce something out of a boring block of wood.
This piece here is basically for just one part of the violin. In any operation in violin making, I think you're looking at 80 to 85% wastage.
And you've got some other bits as well, very thin pieces.
These are what we call the ribs. These are about 1.5 to 1.75 millimetres wide, and before they can go onto the instrument, they'll be reduced in thickness.
We've got the shape of the body here. What happens next?
Basically, we shape the top and bottom, and then we use glue to stick them together. We don't use a nail or machine for this. We've still got the neck to do, and this is easily the most elaborate part of the instrument. It's always quite difficult for a novice student to undertake. We're really dealing in three dimensions.
There's an instrument that looks finished over there, but it's an unusual colour. Why is that?
Well, it's not finished yet. It needs a good clean. It can get a bit grubby when it's being made. It needs to have varnish applied, and this can affect the sound. Makes it more mellow, in my opinion.
Some of the greatest violins are fairly old. Are you expecting, when you make these instruments, that they might still be around a couple hundred years hence?
That's one of the things that always interests us. We're all mortal, and it would be nice to think one of your instruments was still being played in 200 to 300 years, and that it would even improve in tone. Obviously, it will increase in value too, but that's not something that worries me too much.